Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Come on, Bobby.
Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday's show. Ooh, I should say this. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Yesterday we were talking about the City of Hope, right? And it's a wonderful charity that goes toward cancer research. Also, it does a lot of things. But we're playing in this softball tournament, and everybody picked their songs for the walk-up songs, right? Lunchbox picked Honky Tonk Badonky Donk. Our producer Raymond, who cuts the audio, picked The Weeknd. Liz Payday. So when you walk up to bat, they're like, producer Raymond. Liz Payday. Yeah. It's like you get pumped up and smash the ball, right?
Yeah.
And Eddie picked his winning song.
Yeah, my uncle's song.
So I still didn't have a song, but Jenny is on from Oklahoma. Hi, Jenny.
Hey.
So of all the songs and all the music, which song do you think I should walk up to?
So my kids and I love listening to you, and Friday morning dance party is totally our favorite. So we think you should walk out to All Star.
Oh, Smash Mouth. Oh. Somebody wants. That's a good one. I got to put that on the maybe list. I like that suggestion, though. Thank you very much. Hey, what are you doing right now? You want to get ready to go to work?
So, yeah, I'm taking kids to school. We my son's last day of school, so we're going to do third grade party today.
Wow. How about that? Well, tell him we say hello.
We will.
Hey, I appreciate you.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Goodbye. Bye, Jenny. That's my new thing. You know what I'd like for them to say back? Well, I appreciate you.
Oh, yeah.
We could make that thing. I could be like, I appreciate you. I appreciate you. See you later.
Let's get that going. Bobby
Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Listen to this one, Amy. By the way, I hope everybody's Wednesday is off to a wonderful start. Members of the Southwest Ohio Camaro Club all donated money to buy a 14-year-old boy who's colorblind named Anthony a pair of those glasses that help you see colors. The glasses helped him see color for the first time, and the reason they did it is because he loves Camaros, but he'd never been able to, like, see all the colors. So as the Camaro Club came to town, they bought him these glasses, and he was able to see all the Camaros that he always wanted to see, and two, in all the different colors.
That's cool.
Right? It's the little things.
Yeah.
So shout out to the Southwest Ohio Camaro Club for making a little boy's life just a little more fun, just a little more better. That's cool. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
It's producer Raymond. At the Atlanta Braves game, the Jumbotron said there was an emergency situation. Some fans started to evacuate yesterday, but that was a false alarm. Luckily, everybody is okay. There was never a security issue. At Newark Airport, a United plane caught fire. The engine, people on board had to deplane. Luckily, only one minor injury. Finally, officials announced the U.S. is stepping up security in several public places. Mostly sporting events, they said, and concerts. So be prepared for some extra delays.
Jamal's on. This is a Bobby Bones Show.
Hey.
Time for your positivity here on Wednesday morning. The good news starts right now.
Tell me something good.
And a little segment called Tell Me Something Good. I'll go first. Toyota of New Orleans gives away a brand new Toyota to one lucky student who hasn't missed a single day of school. See, I think people like this should be rewarded. Showing up, that's what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
You don't show up and do halfway work either. Like, the people that show up are the same people that work hard. It's not a one-time thing. You don't show up every day and then just go half butt. It's a mind frame.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to show up to work every day, you work hard. It's all part of the same thought process. Anyway, shout out. The winner was Taylor Tolbert. Brand new Toyota.
Nice.
I'm telling everyone, success is just about showing up, being on time, and then getting that call whenever your turn comes up. Because when the turns start to come up, you know who they look for? The people they can count on.
It's a good reminder.
Yeah. That's all.
We're all here, right, boys?
Yep, I'm here every day.
Bright and early, every day.
Every
on
day.
Time.
We even showing up.
Yeah, we are.
Lots of years.
Amy.
We might get a car. So there's a fifth grader. His name is Hibiki Saki, and he's blind, and he loves to play video games, and he wrote a letter to Nintendo asking them to make more games that he can play, and they wrote him back with a Braille letter.
Yeah, and they said, we're going to really try to develop a couple games.
Yeah, they said, hey, we're sending off your suggestions to Nintendo's development department. Thank you so much for your suggestions.
They'll come back with something, too.
I know. I just thought it was super thoughtful that they didn't just send a letter back that his parents could read to him. They sent it in Braille.
It is. It's little things.
Yeah, it's little things like
it's
that.
It's also, let me speak on success again a bit.
Yeah, this ties into that.
It's also the little things that make the big things. If you do the little things right, you're going to do the big things right. The same way as if you show up every day, you're going to... It's all the same. Focus on the little things, and the big things happen. Nick Saban talks about the process. It's like, don't worry about the end result. Focus on the process.
Okay.
If you focus on the process, the end result will come.
Got it.
Anyway, Lunchbox... I'm in a motivational
mood. I can't wait to hear your Lunchbox's story and how you're going to
bring it in, Lunchbox.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Hey, Zeus has been mopping the floors, cleaning the desk at the same elementary school for the last 25 years, and he's been living at a house on the school property. Well, they got to tear down the house because they got to build a new building. So the community heard about it and raised $53,000 so he could buy himself a new house.
Wow.
But the school district stepped in and said, you keep that money for when you retire. We got you a new house. And that way he has a house and $53,000, and he still got his job at the elementary school. What up?
I have goosebumps.
Yeah, that's really good.
He clearly showed up every day.
I could add something to it. I don't know that I need to, but here's someone who treated people right, and people were invested in his life because he treated so many people right.
Yep.
That's double good. Dang.
That's awesome.
Okay. Shout out, Jesus. Tell me something good. That's it. That's all I need. Like, I'm full of goodness right now. I feel like I need to do something bad now. I'm feeling so good.
No, you're good.
All right.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, trending now. Stephen Colbert's trending because the FCC decided it will not take action against the Late Show host over the bad word joke that he made. They bleeped it out.
Oh.
And they shouldn't. They bleeped it out.
Okay.
I'm always for people not getting in trouble by the FCC.
Yeah.
I'm always like, yep, yeah. Got that one. Listen, I got fined $1 million at one point. That's not pretty. The Voice, the winner last night. Kind of a spoiler alert, but not really, because it's not like an episodal thing. But I've given people 5 seconds. Chris Blue. Never heard of him. But
yeah.
I don't watch The Voice. A lot of people have heard of him because they watch The Voice.
Yeah.
He won last night. He was on Team Alicia. Dancing with the Stars last night. Rashad Jennings became the 4th NFL player to win the Mirrorball Trophy. Two sports fit guys were in the finals.
Oh.
Football player and baseball player. Roger Moore, James Bond guy, he died yesterday, 89 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a good age to die, huh?
89? Not bad.
Yeah,
I'll take it.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I was watching, I was like, oh, okay, like 89.
Yeah.
My football number in high school and a good age to live to.
Good point.
Yeah. Let's see. I don't know if you guys ever watched Clerks from Kevin Smith. It was black and white. First ever Kevin Smith movie?
Nope.
Okay, well, the lead actress died over the weekend. She was 44. She was really young in the movie. And then Kyrie Irving last night went off, and the Cavs beat the Celtics. I like the Celtics. But LeBron went cold, Kyrie played, and now they're up 3-1.
So Kyrie going off, that means he was on fire?
He went off. Like, yes.
He was lit?
He scored over 40 points.
Oh, that's going off, yeah.
Yeah.
And then so who was cold?
Well, what do you mean? LeBron.
LeBron, he wasn't on his A game?
He wasn't on fire.
He wasn't on fire. He was cold.
He was cold.
He was the opposite of lit.
Yeah. I feel bad for the Celtics, though. I mean, their best player is out. He's hurt.
Steph Curry?
No, wrong team.
My
just kidding. That's Golden State Warriors. Duh.
Duh.
He's so good at sports. No, Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah.
So Steph Curry's still in it, though.
Good job.
You know what he plays for?
The Golden State Warriors.
And who else plays for the Warriors?
The other Kendrick.
Kevin Durant.
Oh, my goodness.
Not Kendrick Lamar. Kevin Durant. Yeah.
Bobby Bonchon.
Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
So when Thomas Rhett and his wife Lauren were bringing their daughter Willa home from Africa, they were meeting their parents at a private airport hangar. They thought it would be a quiet little homecoming. But the Predators, Nashville's hockey team, who had made it to the finals, had tweeted out the night before to fans telling them to meet them at the hangar right next door for a send-off. So when they pulled up in the car, they realized, okay, yeah, half of Nashville is here. So much for that private homecoming. So this is kind of cool. If you're a fan of Top Gun, Tom Cruise has confirmed that a Top Gun sequel is in the works. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Minneapolis, Minnesota. A woman went through the drive-thru and ordered a burger and some fries, and she said, "Make sure my fries aren't cold." Pulls up to the window, they hand her food, she takes one fry, not satisfied, throws her drink at him, and she maces the employee in the drive-thru window.
Wow.
Yeah. They took her license plate number, and she was arrested about an hour later.
She maced her?
Yep.
What is wrong with her?
She didn't want cold fries.
That's assault. Like, straight up, she goes to jail for that.
Mm-hmm.
That's not even one of those things where you used to go fire in the hole and throw the cup to the window. You guys remember that?
That was so funny. Yes.
That was so funny.
People would drive and they'd order a milkshake and they'd take the lid off.
Don't teach the kids about it.
They throw it back through the dragon.
Yeah, no.
Fire in the hole. It was so wrong. It was so wrong.
Yeah.
It was so wrong.
But so funny.
But the mace is not funny.
Yeah, I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
And neither was fire in the hole.
Come on, get your Bobby Bones on.
I have a studio in my house, and I do a show called The Bobby Cast, and it features Nashville songwriters and the people that write the big hits that you hear. And this girl came in. Her name's Nicole Guyland, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she comes in and she's telling all these stories about all these songs that she's written, and she wrote Automatic, you know,
hey, this.
And she was talking about how the song actually came together.
We had the title Automatic, but it was going to be a love song. Like, nothing about us and our love, like, came automatic. The whole thing shifted to a story that Miranda told about Patti Loveless telling her about all these artists in the 90s taking, like, quarters in a bag when they were on their tour bus, when they were on tour, because they would pull the tour bus over and have to do all their radio phoners from payphones. That's where quarter and payphone came from, which is the first line of the song, and then it just kind of wrote itself from there.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
Like, you get to know why the songs were written and where the lines came from. And so it's called The Bobby Cast, and you can go to iTunes and subscribe or iHeartRadio. But I never thought about that. Before we were on the radio, if an artist was out on the road, they had to pull over to payphone.
That's crazy.
And they always had a bag of quarters with them because they had to pull their tour bus over to gas station
and
call radio stations from a payphone.
Huh.
Isn't that crazy?
It is.
Yeah, I finished the interview and I was like, man, that's pretty cool to know. But we think, oh, you know, payphones back in the day, but really it was about country artists calling radio stations.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's up if you want to hear it. I enjoy doing that and nerding out on the music and why songs are written. So it's called The Bobby Cast, and there's a little nugget there for you about Automatic and why it was written.
Bones.
It's Florida Georgia Line, guys. And it's not even, it's just mostly the one that's, the one that used to have long hair.
Tyler.
The short hair one. He's kind of out of control. I'm looking at the Instagram. And so I think what his wife's doing is great. She's over in Africa. But I want to read you his Instagram. I just saw this, okay? First of all, I think they're big dorks anyway. Like, just, I think they're fine guys. I think they're
well, this post is
they're like
brand
cartoon
new,
characters.
Yeah.
Right. It says, listen, that's one dork me to another. And full transparency, we've had issues before. So that being said, where my amazing wife slept last night in Africa while I held down the Four Seasons in Vegas. I'm like, why can't you just put your wife's in Africa? I do a whole bit in my stand-up show about Florida Georgia Line and how they brag about their wealth all the time. They get hashtag blessed. Like, you don't have to write you're in the Four Seasons in Vegas to get your point across. We know you're rich. You're good. But shout out to her. And you know what? The bed doesn't look that uncomfortable. But I think what she's doing is awesome. But you don't have to tell us you're the Four Seasons. We're good. You know, my amazing wife slept in Africa while I held down the Four Seasons in Vegas. Come on. We know you have money. You don't have to rub it in. You're singing with the Backstreet Boys, for Pete's sake. So about half of coffee drinkers are between the ages of 19 and 37 years old. So all coffee drinkers are in this new group.
Wow.
Which is basically us. So people start drinking coffee at 14 years old on average. That seems so early to me that a 14-year-old is drinking coffee. But again,
I didn't start till college.
Yeah, but it wasn't that. Like, there weren't Starbucks on every single corner. It wasn't
so
all the
true.
Time.
And it wasn't like as cool. Yeah, you're right.
It wasn't a cool thing to go get a cup. I'm going to go to the Bucks.
Totally agree.
Get a frappy chappy.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought 14 seemed young, but I guess maybe it doesn't. You're a teenager. You're going on dates. probably. So why can't you get a coffee?
Oh, yeah. Meet at a coffee shop for a date. That's cute.
Eddie, do your kids taste coffee? Your 9-year-old's oldest.
My 9-year-old has tried coffee and he hates it.
For now.
And the 3-year-old, he knows when coffee's been drank out of something. He smells it first. He's like, ugh, coffee.
It smells terrible.
Yeah.
Thanks for hanging. This morning, my Starbucks is raining when I went in. They don't have a cover over the top. It's rapid fire ordering.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
It was like they needed to have a translator. Went right through. There was a cover though when I pulled up to the window. And the guys, they're so nice that early in the morning. I wonder if they stay up all night. Because I just don't know how they're that nice waking up. If they just stay up, I could get it. You're nice.
Didn't sound realistic.
Yeah, that's nice. Look at the robots. Yeah. I was watching the news, and they say, we'll just talk about this for a second, that they're using the word imminent for some another bombing in the UK. So they must have some intel now that says there's something else going to happen. They've arrested some people. Listen, I don't know much about it because, and rightfully so, they've kept a lot of it on lock. Like, as far as the information, they go, we got some people, we know who did it, and the threat's imminent. So heads up. And so a couple of things that are weird for me. I'll get on my Facebook page and have other friends, people that I know from radio. And they'll post like a message, and I think all the positive messages are great. It's like, you know, our thoughts with the people of Manchester. But they're posting a picture of like them with Ariana Grande, like at a radio remote. And I'm like, what does that do to the picture? I've seen many of them. It's like, you know what, just thinking it's like them and Ariana Grande at a radio station event. And they're like going, yeah.
Yeah.
Even the Ariana ears with the ribbon is weird to me.
I think so, too.
Because it's about that city and those people, not her. It happened to her show, but I think it's weird they've attached that bombing down that little ribbon to her.
No, there's other, things like
the community
the flag
there
or the heart with Manchester or something. Like when I see people reposting the one with bunny ears, I'm like, why? There's other options. It just doesn't make sense.
I felt the same way. I felt weird about that one. I do like all the artists though going, hey, we're going to keep playing shows. Like we're not letting things get to us. I tell you, I was listening to Raisin News this morning. When Raymond does his 3 stories?
Yeah.
That Braves game thing, whenever they were like, there's an emergency? Yeah.
That would be, yes, scary.
I'm out. Like and it was a false alarm, but what they put up on the board?
Evacuate? Emergency?
I'm out. Like, if I see, and it was, by the way, I wonder how that alarm got hit. Do you think they had it? Thought process.
Okay, yeah, walk me through it.
That they probably thought, because even here in the States, they're starting to put security near big events. Because where there's one, you think, okay, they're going to go after another one and make it an even bigger story. Even if it's not the same group. Because...
Oh, yeah. People start to think, okay,
we can capitalize on this with this.
Yeah.
So if someone called maybe the Braves, maybe they called another sporting event and said, hey, everybody's on high alert. We're beefing up security. Maybe you need to have... And so they got their alerts ready just in case. So they didn't get caught if something happened and they weren't able to find their evacuate. That's the only thing I can see in my head is the weird timing of that.
Oh, yeah. That would be so scary.
I was reading about this mom who was working and was like saving kids during that bombing. She stayed in afterward and was just like pulling people aside and putting them in places.
Oh, wow.
As it's happening, when everybody else is running away.
Mm-hmm.
She's like going in and grabbing kids and pulling them out. And that's not something that you prepare for.
No.
You don't know that that's going to happen. That's completely instinctual. We'd like to think we would be a hero if something like that happened, but you don't know unless it happens. And there are like a few stories that have now surfaced of people just going in and just like, okay, I don't know what's about to happen. I don't know if another one's going to blow up, but I'm going in, I'm grabbing kids and I'm saving lives.
I have goosebumps hearing you say that.
And so you read those stories and you're like, wow, what bravery that is. Because that's not, I'm about to get on YouTube bravery.
No.
There's no time to even think about it. Complete instinctual mama, daddy bear, I'm going to save people. That's like, and it's times like this when stuff like this happens where I'm so appreciative of the police officers, the firefighters, the paramedics, the first responders, the military people that we have in our country that are out stopping this 99.9999999% of the time. That are out there risking their lives every single day. And we don't even know what they're risking because when it doesn't happen to us, we don't know about it. We don't know the threat that's been thwarted. We only know if it happens. And think of the thousands of them that haven't happened because of the people that are out there risking their lives looking for it, finding it, shutting it down. Mm-hmm. We never know a peep. So from this whole show, we appreciate you. You're out there saving our lives. We don't even know it. We don't even know what you're doing to us in a positive way. I hope nothing else. I hope to God nothing else happens. I saw that the threat was imminent. I was like,
I know.
They must know.
Something.
Yeah. So there's my, I don't even want to talk about it. It makes me feel so negative. So I don't want to talk about that anymore. We good?
Good.
Okay. So I want to play what Australians want to be their new national anthem, which listen, what do I know about Australia? I went there once, thought it was a very pleasant place, thought everybody was super nice. And so, have you guys heard what they want?
No.
Here's what they are trying to get in as the new Australian national anthem.
Y'all don't want to hear me.
Hey, y'all.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
They want to replace the current Advance Australia Fair. That's the song. And so they've petitioned it, and tons and tons, 100,000 people are signed up for Hey Y'all to be their new national anthem. Shake it.
Y'all don't want to hear me, you just want to dance.
Like, we would never replace our national anthem.
Mm-mm.
That being said, if we had to pick a second one.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we mean business, folks. And it's not even by an American band.
No, it's not.
It doesn't matter, though. We mean business, though. Let's go.
Bloody you're a boy, make a big, nice rain in the street. Gonna be a big
mess.
You got mud on you.
Yeah,
got it.
You big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place.
America.
We will rock you.
Sing it. Man, how about that?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
That's like our secondary.
Yeah.
Back up. We have our first one, and it's like, we're proud. And, you know, national anthem, boom. But then it's like, now time for the second song.
Beware, we will rock you.
We will rock you.
Was that a real song, or was it created for sports?
It was a real song.
Wow.
It's a good question.
I thought it was a sports song.
It's a good question.
Oh, no, it's a legit Queen song from the 70s.
Yeah,
oh,
like, that's
cool. And it was, on the record, it was one song together. It was We Will Rock You that rolled directly into We Are the Champions. One song.
Oh.
So we'd go, We Will Rock You. Doo-doo-doo. I paid my dues.
So like that would come on at the club?
I don't know if the club it would.
The disco club.
But maybe We Will Rock You. I don't know.
Okay.
But yeah, it was used a lot for sporting events.
Well, yeah.
Obviously
that's
is.
That's why it seems.
Any other secondary songs, if we had to pick one? Any song you want.
I thought you just nailed it with We Are the Champions. I didn't know it was the same song.
Who are the Rocky
song? The same song.
Yeah.
The Rocky song.
Oh, that's a good one, Amy.
Yeah.
Rocky theme. What about, what's the song from Top Gun?
The slow one?
No, like, the fast one, whenever they start Top Gun.
Danger Zone?
Highway to the Danger Zone.
Danger Zone.
Yeah,
Danger
that's a good
Zone.
One.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
that's a good one, good. Too. Yeah. What about, like, AC/DC? Again, not an American band. They're Australian.
Australian.
Here we go. We walk in Olympic Stadium. It almost has to be American.
We need
artist,
American,
though, right?
Yeah.
Yes,
I know.
It does.
Like, I feel. Yeah, Lunchbox.
Born in the USA.
Oh, that's a good one. Damn, Lunchbox, you coming.
Who sings that?
Clutch. Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
What do you mean, who sings that?
I didn't know.
Or.
I wanted it to be Bon
Just
Jovi.
Follow me here. Hey there, Delilah.
Plain white teeth?
Yeah.
Delilah, what's it like in New York City?
That's a
party
good song.
In the USA?
1,000 miles away.
Ooh, no. Good one. Or not?
Nah.
She's American.
Is she?
Miley?
Yeah. You just never know who's got a gun. You should always be careful. It's like, what's wrong with people?
What's wrong with people?
I'm going to play you a story here. Here's a guy at Chuck E. Cheese, goes for his kid's birthday party.
This happened Saturday at the Chuck E. Cheese on Lincoln Trail. Police say the suspect, 25-year-old Jovan Chamberlain, was celebrating his kid's birthday party when he got into a fight with another man. When he left, police say he grabbed a gun from his car and fired several shots as he sped away. Police arrested Chamberlain a short time later.
He just fired him into the air like... Like, what's wrong with people?
What's wrong with people?
It's Chuck E. Cheese!
Right?
It's Chuck E. Cheese!
Oh.
Okay, never mind.
And again, you just don't know who's got what where. You don't know if somebody cuts you off and then you go and give them the bird, they're going to pull a gun on you.
So true.
So it's always going to be like, and by the way, stop fighting at kids' restaurants.
Yeah.
Every week there's a story of people fighting at a kid's restaurant over a birthday party. It's never about the balls. It's always about disrespect. Mm-hmm. Never about getting in who's got enough room in the tub of balls to jump in.
Yeah. Those balls are probably so dirty.
Oh, they make me go bleh for sure.
Bobby Bones, y'all.
Have you used that sleep app at all again?
No, just I used it the one time. Night before last. Last night I didn't get to use it. Last night I decided to read a book that put me to sleep.
Really?
Yep.
I have trouble reading books before sleep because then all I do is think about the book.
Yeah. This one was, it was like an adoption book, which I'm excited to read, but it was sort of heavy, so it helped put me to sleep in a way.
If it's a new TV show or a new any sort of new information I'm consuming, uh-huh. I can't sleep. I just think about it. That's why I always watch Nick at Night with the TV on.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've seen every episode of Everybody Loves Raymond.
So you don't have to think about it.
I've seen every episode of Full House. Like, I know what's going to... I know what Michelle Tanner's up to.
You're not going
to
wonder. You know. Yes.
So that's why I can sleep with the noise on. But
everyone's trying it, though. Like, everyone is using this app.
So last night, I tried it again.
Uh-huh.
I probably used it six times it's worked. The one time I didn't, because I was watching hockey late, and I think my heart was... It was hockey, and it was the bombing the same night, and my emotions were just, like, crazy for hockey, but I was like, what's happening with the bombing?
Right.
I was all a mess. It didn't work that night, but I used it last night.
Mm-hmm.
Out.
It's amazing.
It's crazy.
It really is.
I really have to focus in now, because there's a sleep app. It's called My Sleep Button. This is not a commercial.
Nope.
Man, do I wish it was, because I'd be making tons of money if I'd have just got in on this thing. But it tells you scenarios, and you have to focus on them, and it tells you another one. You have to focus on it. Before you know it, you're waking up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, huh? That's what it's like using this thing. Lunchbox, have you tried it? You don't need it.
No, I don't need it. I can fall asleep in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
That's
same
amazing
with my husband.
To me.
I'm listening to the little, or not little, but the woman tell me the things like, man and a woman walking on the beach. And then I also have my husband starting to snore on the other side, and I'm like, ugh.
He doesn't get annoyed with the app talking?
He doesn't. He goes to sleep. It doesn't bother him.
I have a friend who texted me and was like, hey, my husband's listening to this app, but all I hear is woman talking. Because all she's doing is saying,
yeah,
you know, what's happening.
It's probably annoying for partners that aren't into it.
Let's see here. This whole roller coaster ride, as they're up, it starts lightning. And so there's a sensor on the roller coaster. And it just stops up there.
Well, that's not good.
My friend and I thought we were going to die.
It was just after midnight when high schoolers strapped into the Joker, the park's newest roller coaster, were stranded midair during a thunderstorm.
I kept asking my friend, I said, something's wrong. This isn't supposed to happen, right?
Now home safe in Oklahoma. Christian Cheney and her friend Brianna Simmons are still shaken up after a harrowing 3.5 hours stuck 12 stories off the ground.
That's a lot of hours to be stuck up there, man.
Yeah. That's just a lot. Too many.
And that stinks. But imagine if you were upside down and that thing went off. And just because it's amazing to me there's a sensor. It makes sense with technology that if lightning goes, boop, sensor, it stops everything.
Yeah.
But it also makes sense because those things are like 20 seconds long as rides. They would just go ahead and end. It just go ahead and take you to the end, let you off. Instead of just shutting down.
Mm.
Let's go over to Chelsea in Nashville. Hi, Chelsea. Thank you for calling.
Hi.
What's happening?
I downloaded the sleep app last night.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to tell you how it worked.
What'd you think? You think it was crazy or was it work awesome?
It was crazy because I set it on 20 minutes and I woke up and it was off. I mean, I swear I listened to maybe 3 scenarios and I was asleep.
Wow.
Isn't it crazy how it knocks you out?
Yes, it's so crazy.
It's like it's hypnotizing you.
It is.
Again, it's not a commercial. Don't know who created this thing. But it's called the Sleep Button, and it's free on the iPhone. Mr. Bobby Bones. I do this show from a house called the Bobby Cast and had a writer called Nicole. I called. Her name's Nicole Galleon. Like it's this. So she came in because she wrote Automatic. Hey, whatever happened to you? And she wrote We Were Us with Keith Urban, Randall Lambert. And so Keith Urban took the song and they meant to write this song as a girl singing it. And they were going to find a guy to be on it. But instead Keith Urban was like, I'll take that song. And it was like, who's going to be the girl?
But I know there were other names that were thrown out in the process that we were told. Now, whether they were like ever legit in the running, I don't know. But I actually remember writing the day that we wrote Automatic with Miranda. She was like, I sang the vocal on that song. What's going on with that song? And I was like, I don't know. And I hadn't heard anything. And so I was like, well, Maybe it didn't work. I don't know.
These songwriters, they don't know if their songs are picked up and
that
cut.
That is weird.
And
it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just it's the Bobbycast. You can search Bobbycast on iTunes or iHeartRadio. I got an email. I'd like to read it to you. Hey, Bobby. My fiance and I love the show. We enjoy listening to you guys every morning. I would like to invite you to DJ our wedding on July 22nd at 6 p.m. You have an incredible personality and an unparalleled music variety. We love your taste because it's so diverse, and we can't think of anyone more amazing than you to DJ our wedding.
Yep. I'm thinking dance party.
Man, yeah. I would crush a wedding. I would be like, because first of all, it's like, thank you to the happy couple. There's your slow dance. Welcome, everyone, to the wedding. Here's their first dance. And I do an accent, too.
Accent?
Yeah.
I'm like, where are you from with this dance?
Yeah, the first dance. Fancy.
But that's what's cool about
you. Yeah, they'd be like, everybody, let's get on the dance floor. You got to go for everybody first with this song.
You know you make me wanna.
Grandmas, grandpas, kids, get on the dance floor. Oh, kill it. Everybody's getting it out. I'm like, woo. I'd be like, all right.
Now let's get free here on the dance floor.
If you're not married, you're about to be because somebody's having a baby.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I'll be killing it. See, and then I switch it up. And then I'll start to be like, everybody who knows it, let's do it.
New Cupid.
And then people start to, and if you don't know it, have somebody teach you. Time to swing. Yeah. Cupid, shuffle. Man, I would be the awesomest DJ at your wedding.
Yeah, you
sadly, would. I'm on the road working.
Oh,
I know. I have comedy shows to do.
Dang.
I know.
When she showered you with compliments. Yeah.
I know, but no, I'm going to tell you, though, she's absolutely right. I do have unparalleled music taste.
Yes.
I just let the music come from my soul. So I
man, this is a jam.
People can't stay on the floor. They got a brand new dance. You got to move your muscle.
I mean, come on. You got to move your muscle. A brand new dance. It's called the Cupid Shuffle. Come on. That's some terrible rhyming. That's just fun, though. I would DJ the crap out of a dance.
Mm-hmm.
I used to do sound and light shows, DJ dances, from age 18 to 23.
Now, by sound and light, you mean you provided the music and a light show?
Yes.
Like strobe lights?
I would have to get to the dance or like the junior high dance or the prom. I did a couple of those or the whatever birthday party. And I would set up these big poles and I would screw lights onto each side of them on both sides. Yeah.
So
I had a switchboard with lights, and then I had three CD players and one mini disc player. And I had song, and I didn't know how to mix. I never knew how to be a DJ.
Right.
All I ever had for me was my unparalleled taste in music, right?
Yeah.
And so I would crush them, though. Like, I would get the crowd up. I mean, you'd think the Chainsmokers or DJ Tiesto gets the crowd up. You see nothing until you see me DJ a sound and light show.
Wow. I wish I could have been.
It was the KLAZ sound and light show. People would hire me. And I would get there and I would drive the station van.
Uh-huh.
And I would unload it. And you get there like 2 hours early and you set it all up. Oh.
So the lights, were they coordinated with the songs or like?
They were if I flicked my fingers to them. Because it wasn't like we had good technology.
I know.
They were just lights. And I would just go, like you know how you do light switch on and off? I would do that. And then I had one strobe ball. Oh, I was so good at that, man. That's why I got my first ever job, though, is because some people took some radio station equipment. They stole it. Other DJs?
Yeah.
Like 17. And I was just hired to clean the front of the radio station building, like the lobby, and switch out the Rick D's Weekly Top 40 or the American Top, whatever it's called.
Right.
And so they stole some stuff, and they're like, we need somebody on the air immediately. And they were like, you, nerdy kid.
Yeah, that's me.
Bobby.
Yeah, I go.
You're on the air.
Okay, what's my name?
They gave me two options, Bobby Z or Bobby Bones. Thought they were both terrible. I accepted Bones.
Mm-hmm.
I was a teenager. What did I know? So there it was.
And here we are.
And
the rest is history.
No.
That's the rest
of the story. And who says that?
don't know. I do know, but I can't. Oh, Walter.
No.
Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey.
No, Paul Harvey.
Steve Harvey. Got her.
Yeah, Steve Harvey. He's still working it.
Man, I'm going to tell you. I would get people on the dance floor, and I'd be like, who's ready? Who's ready? Who's ready?
This goes out to all the women in the world.
Ready. Especially her. You know, it don't even matter your age. But it did. Don't even matter your number.
It always mattered your age.
Dang, can you just like for fun one weekend host a music and lights show?
Sound and lights show.
Okay, sorry, sound.
But then it would be like time to like slow it down. Oh. And I would crush with some slow songs.
Where would you take them?
I go to the same place every time to start. I'd be like, everybody, it's time to slow it down. Oh. And then you'd see the people that didn't want to fast dance, like slowly walking. Ooh. And they'd be like, do you want to? And it was like 4 minutes and 18 seconds long, so there was time. So it'd take a minute to get everybody out there. And they would start slow dancing. Because everybody can slow dance.
Yeah.
And then I would just sit back and
take it all in.
Just enjoy the love that was out there on the floor. I'd see lots of kids for their first ever dances. I'd see old people when I do old people parties. Young people doing young people parties. It's Your Love was my jam for slow songs to start.
And you to do what you've been doing all over again. Oh, it's a beautiful thing. Don't think I can keep it all in. I just gotta let you know.
It's still the jam.
What it is that won't let me go. It's your love.
Like, I want to dance with you right now, Eddie.
I'm down.
It sends a shock right through me. I can't get enough. And if you wonder about the spell I'm under, oh, it's your love.
Man, I'll just stop on that. You can tell I have unparalleled music taste. Wow. But that was my jam. And I would leave and make $60, $20 an hour. It was amazing.
Wow.
I had to give the station, I think, 33% of it. But it was, and so I ended up making $60.
And you had fun while doing it.
I mean, it was unparalleled. But
we got to go over here and do the skinny. Here's Amy.
Oh. Okay. Bobby
Boneshell. Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
So I have some Bobby Bones news in my skinny. And pretty much
it involves,
I'm going to give you four names, guys. Four names. And you tell me what they have in common.
Okay.
Keith Urban.
Okay.
Darius Rucker. Mm. Maren Morris.
Boom.
Bobby Bones.
Well, that one didn't fit.
Huh. What do they have in common?
Yeah.
I know the answer to this, and she's making fun of me, and that's okay. But go ahead.
Well, because when this story popped up in like some of my skinny stuff, I was like, dang, Bobby Bones is the fourth name listed, and there's tons of other artists, but CMA Music Festival is coming up next week, and HGTV has a lodge. They do it every year, and it's a huge lodge, awesome party, tons of artists play every single day, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Well, on Friday, June 9th, Bobby Bones.
I don't think people care about me, though. I think they care about Urban, and they care about Darius and Brothers Osborne. But yes, I'm playing.
Yeah. You are. I know.
I say playing. I'm doing jokes. I'm doing comedy, and I'm playing some comedy songs, and then I'm meeting fans.
Which I know a lot of you fans listening, you're coming to Nashville for CMA Fest, and Bobby is Friday at 2 p.m.
There's no reason to come for me. If you're there and while I'm there, that's great. Okay. They're real good
people.
Keith
Urban is Thursday at 1:30 p.m.
There you go.
Eric Pasley Saturday at noon.
There you go.
Some of our faves. So Nickelodeon has renewed SpongeBob SquarePants for a 12th season.
Wow, it's still going, huh?
Still going. The 26 new episodes will debut in 2019, and the 11th season will kick off later this summer. So, dang.
It's a funny show.
I know, it's one of your favorites. That's why I'm talking
because
about.
I go to sleep with Nick at night on it. I come up and wake up in the morning and Nick's on, and it's SpongeBob.
Yeah, it's good for kids or adults. But anyway, another season. I'm Amy, that's your 30-second skinny.
Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show.
Can we stop making stories out of things that aren't stories? Sometimes I think people just want to create controversy.
Like what?
For no reason. Joel Osteen, I follow him on Twitter. Sometimes he tweets some really motivational stuff. He's at the University of Texas graduation. He puts up the hook 'em horn sign. That's not the devil sign. And everybody's like, "Up, Joel Osteen, the guy we look to for spirituality advice is putting up the devil horns."
Wait, what?
I'm telling you, Amy. I roll my eyes alone. That's how stupid it was. Because you usually roll your eyes in front of people.
Yeah.
I rolled them alone. That's how stupid this. But people are upset because they're like, no, Joel Osteen and his wife, they put up the devil sign in a picture. They're trying to send a message.
Oh,
no, that's not the case at all. They went to the graduation.
Of their son.
Of their son. It's the gesture that if you're a Longhorn, you take your two middle fingers and you put them out in the front. You take your thumb and you put them under the two fingers, and then you do the devil horns. That's the hook 'em horns.
Isn't that also like the rock and roll?
It's the every, yes. And yes, and you can also turn it into hang loose if you take the thumb and spread it out.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, did you know the sign actually means cattle?
Hmm.
Longhorn, get it?
I do.
Okay.
It's just not a story. And it's all over the news. People are upset about it.
Yeah, I know. Now I'm looking at it. I'm like, oh my goodness.
Just a heads up. It's a Longhorn.
People are so weird.
People are so dumb. People are so dumb. Last night on The Voice, Chris Stapleton showed up. Like, he just showed up out of nowhere. Like, guys, I like to play on The Voice. No, he was there. He played. Here's some Chris doing either way. We can just go. The clip ended, so I just finished
it. Okay.
So, that was you finishing it?
Oh, you couldn't tell the difference?
No, I didn't even know you hit the clip.
Oh, that's cool.
The clip ended.
Mm-hmm. And then last night on The Voice, they did have a winner, and his name is... It's not a spoiler, because it's a reality show. Yeah. It's not a movie.
But in case people are waiting.
Chris Blue, and he performs his original song, Money on You. Anyone watch the show?
Mm-mm.
I don't know anything about him or what he... Like, what kind of music he sings.
But he was on Alicia Keys.
Team Alicia. Big winner last night. Little Big Town was on. That's Karen Fairchild was going to come and do the Bobby cast tonight, but she had The Voice. And I was like, come on. Yeah. Why would you leave my house podcast to go do the finale of The Voice? What are your priorities here? But yeah, congratulations to old Chris Blue. Lady A performed on Dancing with the Stars last night. That was another finale.
Yep.
There we go. Yeah, good. Get your Bobby Bones on. I have a proposal story. I've never heard of someone proposing like this. I'll let you decide. Awesome or not awesome?
Okay. Awesome or
I know. I tried. I thought of nothing.
Yeah.
Bacon camp is happening in Ann Arbor, Michigan. It's a 5-day bacon camp. You go baking classes, a pig roast, bacon baked meals. It's all about bacon. It's camp. Mm. You really gotta love bacon.
Yeah, you do.
There's also a bacon open mic night where people can perform songs about their love of meat. And of course, plenty of thick cut bacon samples to go around.
Oh my.
So it's in Michigan. So I'm going to ask you this. Mm-hmm. I'm not much of a bacon guy. I like bacon. But I don't love bacon. What kind of camp would you go to? You get to make whatever little niche you want it to make. And I thought about this. And I was like, if they had a 90s sitcom camp where I got to go talk and just hang out with like the people from Full House, the people from Step by Step.
Yeah.
Even like Raymond, early 2000s, I put that in, King of Queens. Like, I get to go ask questions about all the shows that I watched.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to go to 90s sitcom camp.
Okay.
Small Wonder.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good show. What kind of camp would you go to?
I'd go to some sort of wellness camp. Mm-hmm. Like, mind, body, spirit.
That exists, though.
That's a real thing.
Yeah, like you can go this weekend.
Yeah, but it's expensive.
Amy's like, I would go to church camp. No, I've been. They happen.
Okay. Stop. But these kind are expensive. Like you get to do all different kinds of things and they feed you. They cook all your meals like healthy and you leave there feeling fabulous and amazing and cleansed. And
but that's a thing.
But it's too expensive. I'd get to go for free.
Oh, okay. You just want a free ticket. To an existing camp.
Free wellness camp for Amy.
They do have like baseball camps too. So if you're a sports fan, you can
for
go.
For adults.
Yeah. And you go and play with like old major leaguers.
That's
and they
cool.
have rock and roll camps where like guitarists from famous bands, like four or five of them show up and you play and learn music and you end up playing a concert at the end.
Oh.
So they have these nerdy camps. Lunchbox, if you had a nerdy camp that you could create, what would it be?
Oh, it's easy. Teen Mom Camp.
Ew, that's creepy.
Yeah, that is real creepy.
Do you like, what do you do?
What do you do at Teen Mom Camp?
I mean, I really don't know what you do at Teen Mom Camp. I guess you just meet all the teen moms and hang out.
You mean Teen Mom, the TV show, not just random teen moms.
Not 16 and pregnant, the teen moms.
Yeah, I don't mean like random teenagers that are pregnant. Like, I don't want to go with them. Now that I'm saying it out loud, it sounds a little bit creepy. So we'll change it to real world camp.
Okay, real.
I'll go to real world.
Eddie, what about you?
Oh, mine would be the opposite of Amy's. It would be pizza camp.
Oh.
Yeah, where we learn about making all kinds of pizza and eating all kinds of pizza.
Man. That's,
yes.
That sounds fun.
Thin crust or thick crust?
Thick crust. Always.
Yuck. It's too bready, man.
It'd be fun if we could all go to each other's camps together.
I don't want to go to your camp.
Amy, yours already exists. Somebody just fell
what
down.
Is it? I don't Send know. Me to that camp. Do you know what I want? Yeah.
To a wellness camp?
Yeah. It's what I'm going to do for vacation.
I'll sign you up right now.
Yeah.
I know a birthday present for you now.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get it for you. Which, by the way, my birthday present from Amy, she got me some shoes. I've now put them in a trophy case. If you go to my Snapchat, I check in on my Yeezy sometimes. I just do check-in. It's Bobby Bones Show on Snapchat. I got a trophy case for them. And when I'm not wearing them, I put them in the trophy case.
Mm-hmm.
So you can follow me on Snapchat, Bobby Bones Show. And there they are for the world
to
see.
Under a lamp.
Yep. A man convinced his surgeon to hire the wedding ring inside his stomach wound. He then asked his girlfriend to change the dressing before she spotted the ring in the wound.
So this is the game of, is this awesome or awkward?
Yeah, hold on. Let me give you more of this. Okay. The video shows her pulling out the ring while she's switching the dressing, the white, you know.
Yeah.
Gauze.
She sees it. She pulls it out and she starts crying. By the way, she's also a nurse.
Okay.
So she cleans the ring and is like, okay, yes. Again, he has a hole in his body. Has the ring put into the hole in his body. She sees the ring, pulls it out of his body, and goes, yeah, yes. Awesome or awkward, Amy?
I guess now that I know she's a nurse, I just went from awkward to awesome.
So because she's a nurse.
Yeah, so she's used to handling stuff like that. Obviously, it's not weird for her. That's part of her everyday job. Like,
to put the ring in a wound, you say is awesome.
Yes.
Okay.
Go into the chapel and we're gonna get married.
Lunchbox.
This is the easiest question you've ever asked. The most creative proposal I've ever heard. It is awesome.
I just don't like putting things inside your body holes.
Yeah.
That to me.
Yeah, but you're not a nurse.
I know.
Imagine if you're a nurse.
Taking quite the risk as that surgeon, too, to put a metal object inside someone's wound.
Yeah. You think they had to really sanitize that thing?
Yeah. Hey, listen, it is creative. And the problem is now every guy's got to be the next super creative thing or you get disappointed. Like, if you don't do something creative.
I'm good if my husband doesn't do that. He didn't go do all that. But, I mean, if I was a nurse, if I did that to my husband, he'd pass out.
I'm going
to
lean on awkward.
Yeah.
Just because there's a natural hole in the body that that piece of metal gets crammed in. I'm glad they liked it. I'm good with that.
I mean,
that.
Is that what prompted it? Because I don't think he planned for the wound, you know? Was he like...
We never do.
What was his plan before that? If he intentionally hurt himself to do that, then awkward.
Or, no, I'll go awesome then, because that's commitment, and that's what you guys want, commitment.
That's true. The
Bobby Bones. Bobby Bones Show.
Top Gun 2 is happening. Tom Cruise announced Top Gun 2 is going to happen. Is that the longest ever between sequels? Holy cow.
It's a long time.
It's a very, very, very long time.
Rumors of a Top Gun 2. Please say it's true.
It's true.
Really?
Yeah, it's true.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
When? Tom!
It's true.
When?
It's true.
Are you allowed to say when? Can you give us a hint?
You know what? I'm going to start filming it probably in the next year.
So what I'm going to come to you guys for in a bit, you wish they'd make a sequel to blank.
Okay.
Or
okay.
The best sequel of all time. Which one would you rather do?
Oh, which sequel would we make?
Okay. Oh. Okay, because Pretty Woman.
Oh, don't you want to know where they ended up?
I never saw the first one.
Think of a new one, Amy.
Okay, I'll think of a new one. You don't even know that's what I was going
to
say.
So that's it? You wish they'd make a sequel to Blank.
Got it.
Okay. Wasn't.
Oh, you weren't going to say Pretty Woman?
Yeah, I really wonder what Vivian's doing, though. Like, did they have kids?
Is she the...
She's the Pretty Woman, Vivian.
Streetwalker?
She fell on hard times and unfortunately had to work Hollywood Boulevard.
It's a weird movie, man.
Welcome to Hollywood!
It is a weird movie. It's a weird movie.
It really is.
How about, you know what we should bring up?
What?
And we should just bring it up. We've been doing Amy's kid tracker because she told us 60 days till the kids get here. You guys remember that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like the pizza tracker.
Like the pizza tracker.
Yeah.
It was Amy's bit, by the way.
That's not the tracker?
Yes.
Okay, fine. I maybe made a joke like, hey, it's the kid tracker.
Yes. And so I was like, that's a great idea. Let's do the kid tracker. And every day we'll track the kids. Like Santa tracker, pizza tracker.
Yeah, why not? We're getting close.
So we can't do the bit anymore.
Why not?
I'll let Amy tell why.
Well, because apparently there's been some miscommunication and tracker's a little off. So now we're back into the months and not like the days. Like, it's only fun to do a tracker when it's like, you know, we were doing like 40 days, 38 days. And so it's not cool to track like 6 months.
She doesn't know now.
Now we don't know. And now we're back to this... I feel like it's so, I can't even tell you how many times I've heard the words, probably just another 6 months from now. I've heard that so many times. And then there was an email that came to us that I don't know, that wasn't a mistake, that gave a breakdown of a timeline and kind of indicated that's where we were in the timeline. So we added up those days and it was 60 days. And clearly that was just a misunderstanding. So
it's
now
been 4 years.
Mm-hmm, I know. And so... Yeah, I know. Even next song break, I guess, I'm going to be sending off an email that has to do with us being in like a possible 6 to 8 month time period. But we're working on it. We're figuring it out. Legit, I have an email right now to the, it's like talking to some dude at the U.S. Embassy. But I don't know. I don't know. My kids actually right now, literally, they have an appointment at the U.S. Embassy in Haiti.
Is there any way they can be here before?
I sure hope so. I will do anything and everything. Like, they're at their little appointment right now. I'm so happy for them. I'm sure they're like, what in the world? We're outside the orphanage. We're at the embassy. And it's regarding their visas and passports. So, you know what? I'm just going to keep moving forward.
Are you mad about this?
Yes. Yeah. I'm frustrated. I'm tired of it. I'm sad. But I have to look at the bigger picture, and I'm trying to see, like, what down the line am I going to be thankful that we had this extra time? Is there something with the kids that they've been... Like, I don't know the bigger picture, but oftentimes when things don't go our way, later in life, we're able to look back and be like, okay, you know what? I either learned from that, I grew from that, or... That I'm glad it happened that way because XYZ. I don't know what that is yet. So yes, right now I'm living in the frustration of it.
Hey, dear, that.
But I'm trying to come out the other side. But you know what? My friend came to work this morning and he brought me a birthday pop.
Cake pop.
Bobby. Yeah. Bobby went to Starbucks this morning and got us cake pops.
Well, Amy and I were talking last night. We probably talked for an hour last night. And yesterday.
Yesterday.
I know you're smiling and telling the story.
Yeah.
But. I know you're hurting inside, and Amy and I don't really eat cake that much, but I was like, we should have a cake pop because I just care about you, and I know that it stinks.
Thank you.
And so,
but it's good. We're still moving forward. We're not. I mean, I guess in a way we're sort of moving backwards with the kid tracker, but we're moving forward.
I did love the kid tracker, I got to be honest.
Hey, maybe we'll bring it back. We'll bring the kid tracker back.
I'm joking right now, but all seriously, like, my heart hurts for you.
Yeah.
It really does.
It's hard for me, too, to see my husband that way. Like, normally he has it all together. Like, yesterday he did not have it together. But I loved seeing that he was passionate about it, but it's definitely hard.
It was really weird to see you, the one in control, and him, the one that was really upset.
Yeah.
It just shows, though, in relationships, when someone goes somewhere, the other one usually takes that other spot. Period.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean if it's a tragedy, if it's usually when something crazy, and you're in this, it can be best friends, it can be husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend. There's this when something happens and someone freaks, like someone, the other ones usually, just science, the one that is able to, hey, whoa, 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 whoa. And you did that yesterday and it was weird because usually you're the one that's really emotional in a good way.
Yeah.
But I hate that.
Yeah, so that's the update.
I'm going to move off of it, but I hate that for you.
Hit it. What do we got? A song? Well, because really, honestly, I need to send this email.
Okay, send the email. We're talking about movies that need a sequel because Top Gun 2 is coming out. Tom Cruise said it. So what movies need a sequel? Hey, Caleb.
Yeah, what's up, dude?
What do you think, man? What movie needs a sequel?
I would love to see Breakfast Club 2 when they head back to school on Monday. What actually happened?
If they did that now, though, I don't even know they're all alive. Like today.
Oh, yeah.
Could they do it today? You would have liked to have seen one way back in the day, you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a follow-up should have happened.
Because if you do it now, they're all grandparents. That's like the 4 o'clock dinner club. Thank you, Eddie.
That's funny.
Thank you.
I like it.
Okay.
Appreciate that, buddy. By the way, I'm on tour, Funny and Alone.
Is that what we've got?
No. Sometimes. No.
Okay.
Kate.
Yeah.
In Alabama. What's happening?
Hi.
What movie do you think needs a sequel?
Shawshank Redemption.
It would be good to know what happens on that beach.
Yeah.
Like they get together. Yeah.
Yeah.
It might be boring because they might be laying around the whole time watching the water. But
telling stories.
Yeah. I think Forrest Gump needs one.
Oh.
I think we need to follow that kid a bit and see how him and Forrest live their life. So I go Forrest Gump. Let's go over to Martin and Macon. Hey, Martin.
Hey, buddy.
What do you think, buddy?
Castaway.
Yeah, because at the end, when you're like, okay, what's the ending? I'd like to know what he did, right?
Yeah, he's standing in the middle of a four-way and nothing.
Yeah, he's just like, I like movies that end like that, don't get me wrong, because you get to use your own imagination and kind of... It doesn't give you, like, life never gives you a real answer. So why do we expect movies to always give us a real answer? But I'd like a real answer. I want to know what he did.
Yeah, true. You need a follow-up.
Amy, what's your sequel?
Well, I'm not letting y'all mess with me. I thought about doing Dirty Dancing. Now, the reboot is coming on TV, but that's not a sequel. However, you just made a good point. Patrick Swayze's not alive.
It'd be tough.
So I really feel like maybe they should have done it back then. Pretty Woman. Oh. Let's go.
But you can still follow her. Maybe she's raising a kid.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she's doing this whole thing to help get women off the streets. Like, it could be a whole thing. Because
it could be like
Charming
Aaron Brockovich,
her.
Which she was also into, where she's helping people.
Yes.
Yeah. Lunchbox, what sequel do you make?
Jerry Maguire. Because you don't know what happens. I mean, she gets out of the moving truck, and do they live happily ever after? Does he make a career out of that one client, or does he end up losing that client when he retires, and he doesn't ever build up his business?
Yeah, I want to
know. Does
his
manifesto work?
I want to know.
Interesting. I also want to know what happens to Armageddon. Like, I want to know what happens to her and Ben Affleck. Because, you know, Bruce said peace out.
There's not Armageddon 2?
I don't think so.
Okay,
I don't
probably
think
not.
So. I don't know.
Probably just another movie about something like that.
Like a lot of them.
Yeah.
I don't think. I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. There's not.
Eddie, what would you make?
I want to go with Rudy. I want to see. I mean, he had such a great college career. I want to see what he did with his life.
That's real life.
Does he go to the NFL?
No.
Like,
that's a real movie.
Oh, you can just Google
I think he's in jail.
Oh, what?
Or he got in a bunch of trouble.
Then we need to get on this quick.
Oh, yeah, then we definitely need a sequel.
But
he's
that's
in
a real life thing.
Hey, it's still a sequel. Let's go. Gosh, I didn't know it ended like
locked
that.
Locked up Notre Dame.
Oh,
it's one
no.
of the MSNBC series.
Yeah.
Where they go talk to him.
That's terrible.
Yes. Why is he in jail?
No, he may not be in jail, but he got a lot of legal trouble. Mm. Lunchbox, look that up for me, please. Thank you. I was watching Carly Pierce's Instagram story, and it was the first time she'd ever heard her song on Nashville radio.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And... you know, she was driving down the road and she Instagrammed it. She has a song.
Every little thing, I remember every little thing.
Remember me telling you about the song a few weeks ago?
Yep. I hear it. I sing it.
Yeah? You
yeah.
sing it?
Uh-huh. Come here. I sing it. I Instagrammed it, too. Every little thing.
Oh, it's in your wheelhouse.
Oh, I remember every little thing.
Dang.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy because she sort of wishes she doesn't remember it, but yeah. She remembers every little thing.
Every little thing.
Anyway,
I remember
oh wow,
thing.
I like.
like it when people show their first time hearing things on the radio.
Yeah, it's cool.
That's really cool.
Because you're like, oh, wow, they're real.
That's like their real life.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting to finally hear their song on the radio.
We're getting to watch it.
After that.
What did we do before Instagram and stuff? Before we got to watch everything?
No idea. But I follow her. She's opening my comedy shows. So for the next leg. So I'll be in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and Baton Rouge if you guys want to see her. I mean, even if you don't want to see me, you can see her because she's really good.
Mm-hmm. I've seen her. She's good.
And you've seen me enough.
You're good.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
You're funny. I laughed.
Yeah. People ask what's funny and alone. It's funny without you guys.
Yeah.
It's not I'm lonely. I mean, sometimes I am, but that's not the whole thing.
Selena Gomez's boyfriend?
Yeah. He spells his name not even fully. It's The Weeknd. He spells it W-E-E-K-N-D. The Weeknd.
Yeah. What was up with that?
Well, I don't know, but he bought a house for $20 million. This is a good song. Yeah.
I look at the guy.
I don't even know what he says, though. I like it, though. And this one here. Oh, yeah, he's got good songs. Anyway, he dropped $20 million on a house. Are you kidding me? So I went through all the pictures of it. I'm fascinated with how people's houses are and what they do. Like, when someone puts up an Instagram, and it's like, hey, look at me, but their house is behind them, I zoom in on their house. And
what?
Look. I know.
No.
So I went through, 20 pictures. It's got a home theater, a wine cellar, a music lounge, a gym. He spent $20 million on this house. The Weeknd.
If you could add one, he's got all that, the wine cellar, the gym, the whatever. If you could add one crazy kind of, addition to your house, something special like that, what would you choose?
Maybe a recording studio.
That's...
A gym would be the easy answer, but probably a recording studio.
Okay.
Because then I would never leave.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are already worried about me building a studio in my house and never coming to work.
Yeah.
That's already a concern amongst the room.
That's true.
I'm just never going to leave my house except to go do stand-up comedy shows. And that's it. We have 20 million down.
I can feel my face when I'm with you. My love it. My love it. Oh, I can feel my face when I'm with you.
I was thinking about you last night, Amy. Amy and I were talking probably for like an hour last night. And we said the kid tracker is off because there's been a hiccup in her adoption. And again, she just doesn't know. I know. You just don't know right
now. Working on it. Yep.
We did know. Now we don't. And I would encourage you to listen back to the podcast if you want to hear that story. But so what I do, this is kind of how I work on the show at night. I'll go and I'll just kind of write down my whole day, right? Like what I did and try to find things. If there's anything to talk about within my day and then make a whole list. And I listed the whole things out. And we just finished talking about your life. Like, privately, you and I were talking about your life. So I'm listening to all these things. And it's like 11 things. I try to find things to talk about. Every single thing I talk about is work. I have nothing. There's no balance. And last night, it came to me. The realization finally hit me that I'm fine with it. My balance is fine.
Okay.
I have no balance. Right?
But what about your girlfriend?
Didn't talk to her at all.
Wait, she's what? Recording. I did?
We talked to FaceTime for 30 seconds.
Oh.
Usually we'll talk at night.
Okay.
But she's recording. She's recording a record.
About our steps.
Oh, yeah, your Fitbits. I'm glad you're talking to her, so I don't have to talk about
no
that.
No problem.
But so, I didn't even talk to her last night.
Okay.
Because again,
she's busy.
But she's working.
Yeah.
I think that's part of why our relationship's really good.
It's because she's into her work.
It's just she has a thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She's driven.
I was at a board meeting for 4 hours yesterday.
Well, that's sort of not, that's work, but not like work that's your philanthropic side.
That it's not, it's kind of philanthropic, not really.
Oh.
It's a business thing.
Okay, work.
It's work.
Never mind.
And then I had a client that I went to.
A client?
Yeah, an advertiser.
Oh, okay.
And then I did a Bobby cast.
Work.
And then,
work,
but
work,
then
work,
I started working
work,
on the show and I was like, I'm totally cool with this. Like everybody tells me I should find more balance. I'm good.
Did you work out yesterday?
I didn't have time. Oh, and I always have time.
Because you were working.
I know. But my girlfriend and I are going to go to Atlanta and watch Chris Rock. No, she's in Atlanta right now.
So you're going to go meet her?
Yeah, I'm going to go meet her this weekend and watch Chris Rock.
Oh,
that'd be fun. That'd be a
life
thing. Like two life things a week
yeah.
And I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah. You got it?
I need to.
Balance. Two life things
a week.
Did you say a month?
A week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Two life things a week.
This writer, Nicole Galyon, I like her. I'd met her until last night. But she wrote, We Were Us. She wrote Automatic.
Hey, whatever happened to?
But even before that, you have to hear her story. It's on the Bobby cast. She goes on The Voice And if I'm correct, hey, Mike D produces it. Make sure my story's right on this. She meets Ray Lynn and convinces Ray Lynn to go on The Voice, right?
Well, they met together on The Voice.
They're
on the same season.
She was on The Voice as a singer?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they go the same season. They become friends there on The Voice. They're both from Nashville. They go and they get on The Voice. She gets kicked off in like the boxing ring match.
Right. She's, okay.
And so, but her and Ray Lynn are friends. She knows Ray Lynn. So Ray Lynn then knows Natalie Hemby.
Yeah.
Who's a writer, who then knows Miranda. Then they write Automatic. And it's like this whole chain reaction of crazy things.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really cool.
What's weird is before you had her on, I don't even know how I ended up on her Instagram page, but like a week ago, I definitely Instagram stalked her. Because when you posted a picture of her, I was like, why does she look so familiar to me? And then I clicked on her Instagram page from your link, and I was like, oh my gosh, I Insta-stalked her last week. It's weird how you end up on people's pages. She's cool.
Search Bobby Cast. Mike, I think she told Ray Lynn to go on The Voice. I don't think they just met. I think she convinced her to go on The Voice. And because she convinced her to go on The Voice.
Oh, I did see Ray Lynn on her Instagram.
Yeah, she wrote like basically Ray Lynn's whole record with her.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's good. I like the songwriter stories. I could be wrong on that. I should go back and listen to it.
Yeah, homework. More work.
How was your interview, by the way, with the newspaper?
It was good.
They were interviewing about adoption?
Yeah. And they came to the house, and I guess he's worked with you before, so he's really thorough. I like that about him. And he said it would probably take an hour, and he was there for over 2 hours.
I bet you it's because of you, not because of him.
I started to think, like, I don't know if that was his fault or mine, and then I was like, shoot, probably my fault.
What'd they talk to you about? Because it was a Tennessean.
I mean, we took it all the way back. I mean, we sat down. It was about adoption and then the show, and then... he was like, so tell me about your childhood. I'm like, what?
Yeah,
we took it all
He's
the way
really
back.
Good.
He's good. So I think the article is going to run in the Sunday paper.
Oh, this is coming up?
Yeah, this Sunday. Really? They were going to do it on Thursday, but I guess his editor or whomever liked it so much that they decided to do it for the Sunday paper.
You must have nailed that interview.
Well, I don't know.
Did you cry?
I did not.
Oh.
Had he come to my house about 4 days before, probably would have cried.
I bombed an interview.
Why?
I just did a bad job. I went on Paul Feinbaum's radio show, and I thought it was going to be a...
Who's that?
Sports guy.
Okay.
I really like his show.
Mm-hmm.
Afternoon show, also on ESPN, too.
So how'd you mess up?
I thought it was like a 3-minute hit.
Yeah.
It was like a 10-minute hit, so I was firing on all cylinders. I was like, just doing all this talking.
And you got all your good
And then everything was gone, and then I didn't know it was such a long hit. And then I had nothing else to say. So then I started like just saying jokes from a comedy act, and it was terrible. Like, I really failed this
interview.
And
then interview. You're like, BobbyBonesComedy.com.
And then I was like, I'll be in Fort Wayne. Thanks, Paul Feinbaum. It was really bad. I was embarrassed.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, it's okay. It's my fault. I should have known how long the interview was.
So
I was embarrassed by it. I felt like I let him down.
Your window of time on an interview like that's called a hit?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you have on someone for 10 minutes, you can talk longer and mm-hmm. like get it more in depth. I thought it was a quick hit. I didn't know.
Quick hit.
It was terrible. Ugh.
Can we go back and listen?
No, I shouldn't have said that. Nobody go listen to it. Don't do that. I have to hear Amy and Lindsay, my girlfriend, talk about their steps all the time. Their Fitbits. And apparently I can look at my phone and tell how many steps I've taken. I'm taking about 400 or something today. That's a lot, huh? I'm doing good.
Yeah, that means maybe you've gone to the bathroom here a few times.
Oh, I can actually see all my steps for my year. What's the goal that you guys try to do?
10,000.
Oh. I can scroll and see every day. Okay.
Have you ever hit 10,000?
Hold on, let me look at the last few days. Yesterday, I hit 1,300.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see all time high.
Dang, you need to park further away at the grocery store.
I'm not doing stupid stuff.
Yeah, you need to take the stairs, not the elevator.
Also, when I work out, my phone goes into the locker.
This isn't including your workout. This is your steps.
It should.
It's not.
The most steps I ever have as I scroll down through all these days, 5,400 on March 24th.
What
I must
you,
have been feeling extra randy that day.
Dang, March 24th, what were you up to?
6,000 on February. I have no 10,000. There's no way. You guys are out of your mind walking all these steps. Everybody loves it. I have 8,000 day on December 23rd.
Oh, that was like Christmas
delivering
Eve.
Presents to all the kids.
Wait, what'd you do for Christmas Eve?
I walked all the houses with all the little boys and girls.
You were delivering presents.
Here, little Jimmy.
Here, Christmas Carol.
Here, Todd.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you a Merry Christmas.
Trying to get my steps.
Oh, you and your steps.
That's funny.
I try to be healthy, but not that way.
You're going to get, trust me, if you get on this train.
I'm not getting on the train. I don't want a ticket.
You're close.
There's no tracks.
Okay.
I'm out.
Okay.
I'm not.
I can tell. You're close.
So Eddie went to have dinner last night. We don't need to wear, right?
No, I prefer not to.
Okay. And so he buys some macaroni and cheese for the kids, and it came back green. And it wasn't supposed to be green.
It had green spots on it, and I was like...
Like green chilies?
No.
That's what I thought.
No, this was just regular mac and cheese. And my wife said, that's mold.
No.
That looks like mold.
Okay. So.
And I looked at it, and I looked at it very clearly, and I said, yep, that's mold for sure. So we called the waiter over. Waiter said, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Let me take it back. And he comes back like 10 seconds later. He's like, oh, you know what? The head chef says that's not mold. That's just a mark that the aluminum pan makes. I'm like, what aluminum pan makes green spots on your mac and cheese? So I just went for it. I'm like, I'm not paying for this.
Ooh,
and, dude, and they took
dang,
down,
Beyonce.
They took down like 90% of the mac and cheese. They were like, fool.
Wait, why not all? It's either all or nothing.
Well, that's when we spotted the mold. That's when we were like, you're not eating anymore.
Oh, they
There's
had
mold
taken
on
it down. They had eaten it.
They had.
Oh, I thought you meant like they took the price 90% off.
No, no, no. The kids had eaten like 90% of the bowl.
Okay, go ahead.
And then that's when like I stopped it and they were like, well, no, sir, that's not mold, so you're not going to get it for free.
Oh, they came back they with that.
And I'm like, well, I don't want your green stained mac and cheese from a pan then. I want that for free.
How'd this end up? I mean, how do you think this ended up? I don't know.
No, I feel like they probably thought Eddie's one of these scammers that gets his kids to come in and eat all their meal. He's like, I see green. So I feel like they probably gave you the mac and cheese for free.
Here's the rule.
They didn't comp the whole meal, but...
Listen, I waited tables for years, right? Yeah. Let me tell you the rule. It should be the rule. If Judge Common Sense ruled the restaurants, if you're going to give somebody something free because of a mess up, like macaroni and cheese, you give them the whole meal. Or you stand behind that nothing's wrong and you get nothing for free.
Wow.
You don't give them one side dish for free. What's the use?
Mac and cheese. Come on.
Mac and cheese. Come on.
Come on.
If something's wrong, then the whole meal is comped.
Wow, I agree with that.
If
100%.
Something's not, though, you get nothing comped. So what happened?
So they took off the mac and cheese, but that's it.
Even if something comes back and it looks funny, and not how it's supposed to look, that's wrong.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Like, then get a new pot or pan.
Because
it shouldn't be staining your mac and cheese green.
I agree. No, I agree with you there on that one.
Yeah.
Man, I was like daddy mode there, like,
urgh. Oh, stop it.
Not really, but I try to scare him a little bit.
It worked. You got your mac and cheese for free.
I got the mac and cheese for free. It was like $2.99.
They did this whole study on how they want people to start paying on flights to lean your seat back.
No.
That's what people are getting in fights on planes. People are leaning their seat back. And then people are like, yeah, you're in my space. And then they punch the seat, and then all of a sudden they're punching each other.
Oh, boy.
So the thing is, most Americans don't fly that often. Maybe once or twice a year. Maybe, right?
Yeah, maybe.
But you get on there, you feel disrespected because somebody's leaning back into your space. So you kick the seat. Next thing you know, you're in a Hawaiian shirt, fist fighting on a Southwest flight, pulling into, you know, Paducah.
It's always Paducah.
And it's on YouTube, you know? And so now they're like, okay, $39. Is what the considered fee is for some of these airlines to lean a seat back.
Okay, that's ridiculous, but okay.
That's just part. If you have a seat that leans back, that's all your space.
That's right.
You get that space.
Yeah.
That's your space you get. There should be no fights over it.
Yeah, they don't.
You shouldn't kick somebody's seat for leaning back, because you can also lean your seat back.
Yeah.
To make up the space they just took from you.
That's right.
Why are people not common-sensed?
And how are
And give Eddie a whole meal for free.
For
please.
That.
They can charge for anything. They're going to start charging, like, bringing
carry-ons
on.
They're going to pay to install. You got buttons on every seat. Like, so now they're going to, like, pay to put something to keep you from using the button unless you paid the $39?
Or disable the button like they do the ashtrays.
There's still ashtrays on airplanes.
I've been on somewhere.
Those are the airplanes
open.
You don't want to be on that still have the ashtrays.
Golly.
So this Abby Lee Miller from Dance Moms. Is that the show?
Yeah.
I'm not even familiar with her, but I know she's going to
jail. Going to jail.
Okay, so she'll have to serve 366 days in prison.
Yeah.
She says that she should probably be taking a self-defense class, but she hasn't yet.
Because she's going to jail?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Her biggest fear is losing her personality. Yeah, that's part of jail.
Yeah.
Losing your personality.
Yeah, losing all your
is
freedoms and rights.
Is she going to that white-collar kind of jail, though, where you get to play tennis?
I don't know.
Because I think she did
dance
some
moms
tax
is what she's
fraud
from.
Or something.
I'm not out here taking karaoke. Karaoke. She's taking the wrong class. I'm not in self-defense, so maybe I should be. And so she has money so she can get prepared for this.
Oh.
So she's not there yet. But yeah, that's what prison does.
Mm-hmm.
It breaks you down and puts you back to your simplest form. So when you come out, maybe you are reformed. They don't want you coming out exactly like you went in.
No, they don't.
What does she think is supposed to happen in prison? You're coming out a bigger character? Like, I'm going to go spend a year in here, and I'm going to come out. You think I'm crazy now? Wait till I get out of prison. No. This girl's crying. I don't know who she is. Be crazy, though. Like, I want to watch the show now.
Sometimes I think it'd be awesome to just, like, get put away somewhere.
Don't, Amy.
So are you scared about going to prison?
Yes.
Yeah. What frightens you the most?
That I won't be permitted to be productive.
Okay.
My philosophy is people never change.
Yeah.
I don't think people change at all. They are what they are. I think certain events and certain...
I don't even care to hear her
talk. That's
crazy.
People change.
Not really.
Yeah.
Big things make people change.
Some people have big things.
Drastic events happening in people's lives change the structure of someone.
Yeah. Traumatic things.
Yeah, and I want to go back to you going to jail. I'm in.
For how long?
Wait,
she's at least got to do 6 months.
Easy.
Like,
that's easy time.
Solitary confinement?
No. Okay. You gym pop.
Yeah, I'll do gym pop. But I mean, think about it. You don't have to, like, worry about anything.
Yeah, you do. Okay. You got to worry about everything. Yes, you do.
You, like, wake up. You do what you're told. You eat your meal. You hang out in your room. You get to read.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nobody's bothering you.
Okay. All right. I follow Forbes on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw somebody I know pop up on Forbes.
Who?
Kendra Scott. So I know Kendra Scott. Joel, I've known Kendra for years. Kendra Scott used to set up a table outside the radio station and, like, sell jewelry from a tiny table. I like Kendra a lot, personally. I didn't know she was worth $50 million now.
Wow.
It popped up on Forbes.
That's not bad.
Not
like
bad.
Shout out Kendra Scott. Like, we talk about self-made people. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember watching Kendra Scott hustle, like, from her car, make the stuff, put on table, like one of those tables too you pull out for the school. You take the legs out,
the folding table.
Yeah. Yes, and then be like, there'd be an email. They'll go out to the whole office, be like, "Hey, Kendra Scott is here with her jewelry. If anyone wants to come to the table and look at it."
Yeah.
And then we watch it slowly grow and go to one city.
And then Nordstrom
said she's worth $50 million.
Wow.
Holy cow. Shout out Kendra, because that was, like, hard work. Man.
Amazing.
It's all the rage.
Hard work? No, it ain't.
No, her jewelry.
Oh, I was going to say hard work, not the rage. Nobody wants to work hard for anything anymore. Anyway.
No, and what I love about her, too, is she's very philanthropic. Like, she's
She gives back. Yeah. Well, I like her, too.
Really involved.
I know her, and I didn't know she worth $50 million. That's a cool thing,
too. Well, and that says a lot, too, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I thought she probably wore, like, $49 million. I didn't know 50. Dang. So I saw that.
I thought it was 49, but 50.
Always takes you a second, huh?
You're funny.
Thank you. Well, it's even that funny. Eddie's talking about eating bee pollen, and you're the person to ask about this, Amy.
Yes.
What do you know about it?
Love it.
Is it because your allergies?
Yes.
Yeah, I have bad allergies, and I've always heard that local honey helps. So I went to a beekeeper, and I found local honey, and I bought it. And she said, "You should probably try this bee pollen. It's like that's what part of the honey is what makes you better, I guess, immune to your allergies."
Yep. I mean, you could do like a little spoonful a day, mix it with some coconut oil. It's really tasty.
Oh,
or
boy.
Sprinkle it in your smoothies.
Oh, boy, the soothsayer over here.
Wow. Can I sprinkle it on my pizza?
Sure. However you want to consume it.
Can I put it in my Twinkie?
I'm just scared I'm going to like take a spoonful and then like break out in hives or something.
Oh, like a beehive.
No pun intended.
Uh-huh. Oh, I just got handed this. Hold on.
Okay.
We're talking about Fitbits and steps. By the way, my girlfriend texted me. She's listening in, like, Atlanta. She was like, "You only took your highs." Because I don't know how many steps I take. I don't know. What do I care? And so she's making fun of how many steps I take. But I was going to hand you this story. In the future, the Fitbit will be directly connected to your health provider and insurance information. Also, now health insurance companies will offer up to $1,500 to participants who reach fitness goals recorded by Fitbit.
Hmm. That's awesome.
I would cheat. I would lay in the bed and just shake it.
Yeah. I think that's what my dad must be doing.
Shake it.
My dad's 76, and he just texted me saying, he said, "Hey, girl, 8:40 this morning. I just finished 15,000 steps."
Okay.
That's impossible.
Boom.
That's impossible.
My goal is 1 million for the day.
I don't think he's doing it right.
Here's one. More and more women are shaving their faces. Amy does this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Woo!
Amy's got that shadow that pops out sometimes.
No, it is not. It's peach fuzz.
Stores are starting to place aftershave and face shaving cream next to women's razors.
That's a gimmick. You don't need the aftershave. You just...
How often do you shave your face over there?
Every couple of days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you get a bit?
And you know, when I first
do you and your husband
it,
shave together in the morning? Like you come
he did, he no, we have a rule in the house. He does not want to see me do it. It's a rule.
It's like my girlfriend.
If he walks in, he's like, ah!
I don't want to hear. I don't want to talk to me while she pees. Like that's our rule. Like, don't talk to me. That's just, you know, those rules. Mm-hmm. All right. So are we making Money Mondays a thing? I just need to know because people are asking about it. It's where we pay Lunchbox to try things. Because if so, I'll just start bringing in the cash. Money Mondays, are they a thing or not?
Yeah.
I love it. Lunch? I love it.
I mean, I love money.
I got some, like, I got called out because Matt Overton, who was playing for the Colts, now he's a free agent looking for a team, but there was an Instagram of me sitting on my desk, and I was holding a guitar, because I gave away a guitar on my Snapchat.
Yeah.
And my wallet's behind me, and it is stuffed with cash from Money Monday, when Lunchbox was trying to drink the bottle of syrup for $100. And it was, it's like full of fives and tens. And so he was like, nice wallet, G. And I was like, oh no. But if you look at the picture, like go to my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. And that's the thing. Who would even notice that? But that's why we do Money Mondays. We got to make it a thing.
Let's do it.
What, are we actually going to pay me when I win
if
these
you
things?
Get it, yeah. Lunchbox tried to drink a whole bottle of maple syrup in 30 seconds. Failed miserably. Money Monday was unsuccessful this week. Now, we probably won't do it Monday coming up because of Memorial Day. Don't think that's a time and place for it. But Money Mondays, I think, are the thing.
And don't say I failed miserably. I was actually very close to finishing the bottle of syrup, and I came up a little bit short. I mean, I just ran out of time, but...
It's funny, his version of
I just want to know that we're going to pay the bets when we, you know...
I'll have the cash and lay it on the table.
I mean, because I need
my
money.
Look at my wallet.
Money.
It's still packed with
Monday,
that same money.
Money,
la, 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 la. Okay.
Okay.
Let's see. Here's your daily dose of cuteness. Okay. This little girl realizes how hard it is to be a parent and decided she never wants to have kids.
Why don't you want to have kids?
But they're too naughty.
Why are you crying?
I don't know, because I don't want kids. They're too exhausting.
Okay, you don't have to have kids.
Because they're too exhausting.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
Watching other kids. I know. We don't really talk about that in my relationship yet.
Kids, I know.
I don't think it's we don't talk about it. Like I think eventually I'll want to have kids. Here's the benefit though, being a guy. I'm not on a timetable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it sucks. It's unfair. It's completely unfair. Like Mick Jagger's popping out kids.
Yeah.
He's in his 70s.
Yeah, women, we don't have that luxury.
Did you see they flew mice sperm to the moon or whatever and brought it back and it worked. Mice sperm.
It sounded like you said my sperm.
Whoa, that's funny. Did you?
No. Mice sperm.
Yeah. Oh, you
they
say
flew
rat
it to the
sperm.
Moon.
Okay.
And they brought it back. And then they impregnated
why?
The mouse. They would to see if it would work. Now, I know that they want to try this in humans. I wouldn't want to be the recipient of the space sperm. Who knows what it's doing? Traveling that fast?
That's true.
Going
through all that?
Yeah.
Yep. My sperm.
Do they keep it on ice?
I don't know. I just read it and thought it was pretty. Because they do everything to mice first. And how unfair for those mice.
Always mice.
Like, you're the species that gets picked to have all the experiments done on you. That sucks.
That's what they tell them when they're born.
We should spread it around.
I don't know. Yeah. There was a study I read the other day. I have no idea
what
they
were. Did you see
the
guy? No. Let me stop you for a second.
Okay.
There's a guy, black dude, had his lost his penis, and they had to put a white penis on him, like a surgical, and so he's getting it tattooed.
A surgical?
Yeah. Mm. They're attaching, and so he's going to have it tattooed.
So
first of all, I didn't know you could really do a penis transplant.
Yeah, I didn't think that was
like,
real.
I didn't know that was a real thing. And secondly, that's a problem. Like, you're like, huh. What
well, okay,
here?
Also,
yeah.
Here's the thing. Like, they're going to tattoo it before they put it on him, right?
I'd hope so. I don't know. Like, I don't know. I was just blown away that would happen.
And is that
and
like part
the
of the
morning.
Donor
That's
list?
That's the only reason that I can would talk about this, because it's,
okay.
You know.
It's past time. It's I have so many questions,
kids
though.
Are in school.
Okay.
I don't know.
I didn't know this donor? Was a thing.
There probably is. And it's not alive.
Right.
Wait, what?
Can't you just have a dead one?
Well, some people are getting rid of theirs.
It's like organs. Like, it's like if you need a kidney or something, it's got to stay in ice.
Oh,
and stay.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, that's why they keep it in ice chests. Man. And they have to move it quickly. Because even organs, you have to...
Yeah.
They can't just sit forever.
Hey, I'm out.
That was a crazy story.
That is crazy.
That's all. Are we talking about anything else? Are we good?
No, I was...
Hey, Money Monday. I got an idea.
Oh.
What's the idea? I got it.
K
get your bones on Bobby Bones Show.
Thank you for hanging with us. We're going to go. But you can listen to the whole show back if you missed any of it. There were some big stories from today's show. Just go over to iHeartRadio or iTunes and search Bobby Bones Show. I also do a show from my house called The Bobby Cast, where songwriters come in. And I was talking to Nicole Galyon, and she wrote Automatic with Miranda Lambert. Hey, whatever happened to... Amongst others, but she talks about that song and the original motivation behind the song.
We had the title Automatic, but it was going to be a love song. Like, nothing about us and our love, like, came automatic. The whole thing shifted to a story that Miranda told about Patti Loveless telling her about all these artists in the 90s taking, like, quarters in a bag when they were on their tour bus, when they were on tour, because they would pull the tour bus over and have to do all their radio phoners from payphones. That's where quarter and payphone came from, which is the first line of the song, and then it just kind of wrote itself from there.
So if you love songwriters, Nicole Galyon was at the house. It was episode 61, but that means there are 60 other episodes with artists and songwriters and, you know, all the music that we hear and the stories behind it. So it's called The Bobby Cast. You can search that. We'll see you on Thursday. It's Throwback Thursday tomorrow, so we'll get to play some old school stuff. And just appreciate you being here. Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.